Welcome to Shift Change, the Idaho Manufacturing Podcast. Over the course of about 20 minutes, we bring you conversations on AI, tech, and the future of Idaho manufacturing. Funding for this program comes from Total Care IT, your Idaho-based IT and cybersecurity partner for manufacturers.
Today, we're really cutting through some complexity for you, our listener, especially if you're an executive in Idaho's manufacturing world.
That's right.
You know, if your operation deals with food, metal, wood, advanced ag production, technology isn't just some side thing anymore.
Oh, absolutely not. It's basically the central nervous system. Everything runs on it.
Exactly.
And our mission today is to get clear on something vital.
Okay.
That difference, the real difference. Between fully managed IT and co-managed IT.
And maybe more importantly, when do you know your operation needs to make that jump, that next step?
Precisely. It's what the sources call the evolution of technology support.
Right, because think about it. Every single minute of downtime, every missed update, it hits your bottom line, especially in manufacturing. As you grow, your tech support needs, they just change dramatically. What worked when you had maybe 5 employees, that same support could actually sabotage you when you hit 50.
It really can. Mm. And it usually starts at, the very beginning, what we often call the one-man band model.
Ah, yes. Most people know this person, right?
Yeah, affectionately known as Chuck in the truck. It's that earliest stage. It's defined by, pay by the hour.
The classic reactive approach.
Exactly. The old you break it, I fix it deal.
And look, Chuck might be a perfectly nice person, but if you really look at that model, the weaknesses are pretty obvious, pretty fast.
Yeah, it's purely reactive. There's no, formal help desk system.
No standardized daily checks.
Nope, no daily monitoring, and definitely zero proactive cybersecurity built into that hourly rate.
Mm-hmm.
You're only paying when something's already, burning.
Right, when it's an emergency.
And this is where manufacturers often hit that first kind of painful inflection point.
Yeah.
The data we looked at is pretty clear on this. That Chuck model, it usually starts failing a manufacturer right around the 10-employee mark. Maybe a bit more, maybe a bit less, but right in that zone.
10 employees? I mean, that doesn't sound huge, but what's actually happening inside the company at that size that makes reactive IT suddenly such a liability?
Well, it's the shift in complexity, really, and expectations. You start dealing with constant firefighting. It just drains resources instead of improving systems.
And things fall through the cracks.
Totally. If Chuck goes on vacation or, gets sick, who's watching the IT for your production line then?
Uh-oh. Nobody.
Nobody. And growth projects, they stall out because just keeping the lights on eats up all the time. We saw examples where manufacturers put off vital upgrades for months. Why? No IT bandwidth.
That delay, that's the real cost, isn't it? It reminds me of what one source said. Cheap tech support is honestly one of the most expensive mistakes you'll ever make.
Yes. It's not about that hourly rate.
No, it's the lost production, the missed opportunities.
Exactly. The second you start needing things like predictable uptime, maybe meeting compliance standards, having a real strategy for the future, that reactive model just becomes a drag on your growth.
Okay, so the pain gets bad enough. Manufacturers realize they need to level up. Let's unpack that first major step, fully managed IT, or MIT.
Right.
We're moving past break fix. We're aiming for something professional, stable, predictable.
That's the key shift.
Yeah.
Fully managed outsourced IT means you basically contract with what's called a managed services provider, an MSP.
And they handle everything.
Pretty much your entire IT function. And crucially, it's for a single flat monthly fee.
Okay. And who's this typically for?
Well, it's often ideal for manufacturers in that, say, 10 to maybe 40 employee range.
Right.
They need those dedicated professional resources, but they aren't quite ready, or maybe doesn't make financial sense yet, to hire a full-time internal IT person.
Gotcha. So the whole mindset shifts. You stop paying just for fixes.
And you start paying for prevention.
Yeah. So what kind of services are actually in that flat fee, the stuff Chuck just couldn't offer?
Well, it's a pretty comprehensive list. And it's all focused on minimizing future problems, future risk, regular patching, preventative updates, and full-spectrum cybersecurity solutions. That often means access to, a security operations center, a SOC.
And critically important, I imagine, it includes the strategic planning piece, too. Because an executive needs IT to align with business goals, not just someone fixing printers.
Absolutely essential. This is where that virtual chief information officer, the VCIO service, really comes in.
Ah, the VCIO.
Yeah. This isn't just fixing things. It's regular consulting. It's about aligning your tech investments with your, say, 12 to 18-month business plan.
So they help with budgeting, compliance planning.
Exactly. The VCIO helps make sure you're investing in systems that actually support where the business is going. Maybe that's CMMC compliance, maybe it's planning for a factory expansion.
Wow, okay. That sounds like a huge win for those smaller, growing operations. You change your IT spend from these unpredictable, reactive hits
to a stable, flat rate operational expense, an OPEX line item.
And there's that big financial benefit too, right? Avoiding all the internal overhead.
Yeah, that's a major point in the sources. Yeah. You avoid the payroll taxes, the benefits, sick leave, vacation disruption, all that overhead of hiring internally, but you still get that dedicated, proactive expertise.
That feels like a massive step up in maturity for a company.
It really is. It's almost a prerequisite for stable, scalable growth. But the evolution doesn't stop there.
Right. Which brings us neatly to that next inflection point. Sources suggest that somewhere between, 40 and 50 employees typically?
Yeah, around that range.
The manufacturing company often hits a point, maybe budget maturity, where they decide, okay, time to invest heavily. Let's hire our first internal IP person. Maybe an IT manager. Maybe just a dedicated help desk tech.
That's a common scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the really central question for listeners who might be at that stage or approaching it.
Okay.
If you just hired your own internal IT expert.
Yeah.
Someone who's 100% dedicated to your company, why on earth would you keep paying that outsourced partner too?
Yeah, that's the executive question, right?
Yeah.
I can almost hear someone thinking, why am I paying a salary plus an MSP fee? Isn't that just redundant?
It sounds like it could be, but the answer is usually no. It's about strategic reinforcement, not redundancy. This next phase is what we call co-managed IT. The reality is, for a lot of mid-market Idaho manufacturers, the absolute best strategy is having both. Internal staff plus those outsourced experts.
So the MSP doesn't replace the internal person?
No, not at all. They're there to reinforce them, to provide backup, deeper resources, and ensure continuity.
Okay, but we still need to justify that ongoing MSP cost. What are the concrete, undeniable benefits that make CoMIT better than just relying solely on that new internal hire?
Well, there are really four key strategic reasons that jump out. First, let's talk guaranteed coverage and risk mitigation. Simple as that.
Meaning?
If you hire one internal IT manager, great person, but there's still a single point of failure.
Right. They need training, they take vacations, they get sick.
Exactly. CoMIT means you have guaranteed 247 expert coverage from a whole team during those critical times. Just that level of risk mitigation, that alone often justifies the cost for many manufacturers.
That continuity piece is massive when a production line could go down. Okay, what's number two?
Number two is a huge cost saver, actually. It's accessing the expert's toolbox.
Toolbox? What do you mean?
Think about all the sophisticated software tools needed for modern IT and security. Enterprise-grade monitoring systems, advanced ticketing platforms, SIEMs for security logging, robust asset management.
Right. Those licenses are expensive. Really expensive.
Astronomical sometimes.
Yeah.
With CoMIT, the managed partner extends the use of their existing enterprise-level toolset directly to your internal staff.
Wait, hang on. So my internal IT person gets to use, say, $50,000 worth of specialized software.
Without your company having to pay that $50,000 license fee directly,
yes.
You plug into the MSP's established infrastructure.
Wow, that's a significant hidden budget win right there.
It's a massive benefit, often overlooked, and it instantly makes your internal person far more effective.
Okay, makes sense. What's the third reason?
The third addresses a problem that really plagues growing companies, avoiding internal overload and enabling specialization.
Ah, the one IT person wears 10 hats problem.
Precisely. You just can't ask one person, no matter how good, to be an expert in firewalls and compliance regulations and day-to-day help desk tickets and strategic planning. It's impossible.
So CoMIT lets you divide and conquer.
Exactly. It allows for specialization. Maybe you have an internal, possibly more junior, cost-effective person focusing on the daily internal stuff password resets, printer issues, basic user support.
The day-to-day tickets.
Right. Meanwhile, the co-managed partner tackles the highly complex senior-level work. Things like managing advanced cybersecurity, handling detailed compliance projects like getting ready for CMMC, major system upgrades, network design.
So it keeps the senior engineers focused on high-level stuff, not basic help desk.
Correct. It maximizes the value of both your internal hire and the partner. Your internal person can become more strategic, less purely reactive.
That flows really well into the fourth reason then, which has to be about staying current, right? Keeping knowledge up to date.
That's it. Fresh thinking and industry standards. The threat landscape, especially for manufacturers, changes almost daily.
You're not kidding.
Good professional IT partners the serious ones. They invest heavily in continuous education, conferences, certifications for their teams. By keeping that co-MIT relationship, your internal IT leader always has immediate access to the partner's deep knowledge base.
So they're tapped into the latest security standards, regulatory changes, new technologies.
All of it. They're never isolated or working with outdated information.
And it sounds flexible, too. I think the sources mentioned co-MIT can look different depending on the company.
Yeah, it's adaptable. Sometimes it's silo IT. Maybe the MSP handles one specific thing, like managing your Microsoft 365 environment or all your data backups. Or it can be a much more integrated approach where your internal team uses the MSP's tools and methods directly every day. It really depends on the manufacturer's specific needs and internal structure.
Okay, let's ground all this back in the specific reality of Idaho manufacturing. We're talking about some high-stakes industries here.
Absolutely. Food processing, metal fabrication, wood products, even weapon system suppliers.
Yeah. For these companies, downtime isn't just annoying. It literally halts production. It can mean contaminated product lines and food processing or seriously delayed shipments. The stakes are incredibly high.
And this is exactly where generic, basic IT support just falls flat. Professional support has to address manufacturing-specific risks. First up is security for operations technology, OT.
OT security, different from regular IT security.
Significantly, we're not just talking about protecting laptops and servers in the office. We're talking about securing the data that might be stored on-premises, often necessary because of huge CAD files or heavy production workloads.
And securing the actual machinery.
Yes, securing the connected plant machinery, the CNC machines, those proprietary production kiosks you see on the floor, SCADA control systems. That's OT.
That's a really critical distinction because typical IT might overlook those production systems, focusing only on the office network.
Happens all the time. And a breach in OT that can literally stop production cold or worse, cause physical damage or safety issues.
Wow. Okay, what's the second big manufacturing specific need?
It's compliance. More and more Idaho companies are part of larger national, even global supply chains, often connected to defense work.
Right, which means regulations.
Big time. Meeting specialized standards like CMMC 2.0, that's the Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, or maybe ISO 2 and 7001 for data security. These aren't small tasks. They are massive specialized projects.
And you're saying Chuck in the Truck isn't going to get you CMMC certified.
Not a chance. And honestly, even a single overloaded internal IT manager would struggle immensely. You really need a team that understands and lives these complex regulatory frameworks.
Okay, and this seems like where having a strong local partner really matters. We saw details about firms like Total Care IT having offices right here in Idaho, Boise Garden City and Idaho Falls.
Yeah, covering both Western and Eastern Idaho. That local presence isn't just, you know, nice to have. It allows them to make some pretty critical rapid response claims.
Like what?
Well, the sources highlighted things like their phones being answered live by actual engineers, not an answering service, not a dispatcher routing your call somewhere else.
That saves time right off the bat in an emergency.
Absolutely. And then there was this guarantee we noted, an engineer actively working on your issue within 19 minutes or less of you submitting a ticket.
19 minutes, that's fast.
It is. And that kind of response shows they really understand manufacturing, where even a 30-minute delay could cost potentially six figures in lost production.
It really signals that shift from just fixing stuff to being a true strategic partner focused on uptime.
Exactly. So thinking about all this, who is the ideal client for this level of professional managed or co-managed IT in Idaho's manufacturing sector?
Yeah, it's clearly not just about company size anymore, is it? It seems more about complexity and maybe mindset?
I think that's right. The sources seem to define the ideal client as, yeah, maybe organizations with 20 or more employees using connected devices, but more importantly,
they have to see IT differently.
Yes. They have to view cybersecurity and strategic IT as a necessary investment in their future growth, not just a cost center, not just some regrettable expense you try to minimize.
Right. They need to value having that ongoing expert IT leadership, that technology alignment piece we talked about, helping them hit their growth targets.
Precisely. If you're planning an expansion or, you know, compliance mandates are coming down the pike, you need a real partner, not just a repair person.
This has really laid out that IT evolution path very clearly. So just to summarize for everyone listening, if you're maybe under 40 employees, still stuck with unpredictable reactive support,
then fully managed IT, MIT, is likely your essential first strategic move. complete outsourcing for predictable costs and professional stability.
Okay. And if you're growing beyond that, maybe 40, 50 employees or more, and you've wisely brought IT in-house,
then co-managed IT, co-MIT, becomes that crucial strategic reinforcement. It gives your internal team that deeper bench, the expert tools, the 24/7 backup.
Empowering them to be leaders, not just techs.
Exactly. Letting them focus strategically instead of just putting out fires.
Ultimately, whichever model fits, the goal is to move away from those reactive, budget-killing emergencies.
And towards a healthy partnership, one built on open communication, strong proactive security, and having a documented 12 to 18-month tech roadmap and budget.
That budget predictability you mentioned earlier, that seems paramount for any executive trying to plan.
It really is. When you shift to that flat rate MIT or co-MIT model, your annual IT spend becomes stable. It's predictable. It's easy to account for.
Unlike the chaos of pay by the hour, where every fix is a sudden budget surprise you didn't plan for.
Exactly. No more surprises.
So maybe we leave you with this final thought as you look at your own operations, your budget, your risks. Is your current IT spending actually structured to prevent future problems with that stable, predictable rate? Or are you still finding yourself mostly just paying for the cleanup after the inevitable line stoppage? Or worse, a security failure happens? It might just be time to make that call, schedule a discovery session, and start planning for your next strategic shift change.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Shift Change. To learn more about how IT can help your manufacturing business invest in future competitiveness, reach out to Total Care IT today.